for the Indians. Right fielder is Tristan Dawson. DH is Jared Berkey. Caden Vermillion is the pitcher today, the left-hander. Jacob Cowan is catching. Batting eight. Batting nine, Luke Cowan. Big Luke is going to play third base for Scott Newman's Shawnee Indians. We're about ready to go. First pitch, Indians lineup. Once again, Ryan Post leads off. Riley Will on deck. If you can hear us out there, 498-529-2201, if you want to give a shout out. Spencey, we on? We're on? Had a little technical difficulty? Shawnee Indians had a very good basketball team this year. Got beaten in district finals. No, got beaten in regionals. First game of the regionals, I think. Yeah, they beat Van Wert in district finals. That's right. People don't know, but we was ahead of these guys by five at halftime in basketball.
That was the best half of basketball we played all season, though. Yeah,
we hit a three at the horn to go up to five.
That was a half-court shot at the horn.
Yeah, we were fired up, boy. That was awesome. Here we go. Ryan Post, second baseman, or shortstop tonight. Riley Post on deck. Big left-hander on the mound. Facing Ryan. Haven't seen Ryan's mom and dad here yet. What's going on? They're here?
They have to be.
If they ain't here, they're listening. First pitch, outside ball one. A lot of activity here at Shawnee today. Looks like we got a big old track meet down there to our east. They're just strike 1-1. Ben Logan and some buses. It looks like a bunch of buses. But big old track meet, and we want to give a shout out to the Lady Indians. They travel to Walpock tonight to take on the Lady Redskins in softball. That game is supposed to be at the Fort, but there's a wild one, 2-1. That game is supposed to be at the Fort, but I talked to Kevin Will beforehand, and he said they tried to get that diamond ready, but just too much yet. It's beautiful up here, folks. Diamond is great shape, and they didn't get near the rain we got. We're playing baseball. In baseball, two balls in the strike, no outs. Top of the first. Posty waves that banner, and that's outside 3-1. And he's looking to get a base runner here. Against the Shawnee and South School today.
Good.
Not too bad.
Yeah, the freshmen and sophomores have testing this week, so juniors and seniors got 2-hour delay today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
You're fired up.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
3-1 outside. Ryan goes to first, ball gets away from the catcher, takes a big turn, but he'll stay right there. Coach Feely's at first. Coach Wendell's at third. And he's with a leadoff runner.
Can't be productive on a 2-hour delay.
Here's Posty. I love 2-hour delays. You got three of them this week.
Yep. And then next week, we don't come in until after lunch, and then next Friday's prom, so we leave when lunch starts.
Great week. Couple weeks of school. Next week's prom, huh?
Yep. Next Friday.
You fired up?
Oh, yeah.
That one's in the dirt again. Left-hander's having trouble finding a plate here early. Posty over at first. Riley Will. Or Riley Post. I think Riley's a shortstop. I think I got that back. Posty waves that bat around. Big left-hander. That one's behind him. 2-0. That third baseman's charging hard.
He is charging hard.
I think he's taking all the way here. Time is called. Catcher's going to go out and talk to big left-hander. I think he's just struggling a little bit. Maybe overthrown early. Settled in here. Meanwhile, Coach Wendell talks to Riley. Indian Baseball for Recovery Radio. I want to thank our sponsors for making it all possible. If you're out there listening, give us a shoot me a text, 419-852-9201. Give you a shout out. Appreciate all our great listeners. We'll also be giving you updates throughout the day from the girls' game at Walpaw. Hopefully we get some track updates as well. Take it all away, and that's a strike. 2-1. Bright sunshine, little breeze coming in from the left field. Shawnee fans start filing here. Beautiful day for baseball. Two balls and a strike. Pitch to Posty. Bunted right up in the air and foul. 2-2. Gotta get her down, bud. On deck is Ian Homan, first baseman for the Indians. 8-3 for recovery versus 8-1. I'm showing 8. Let's talk about on the way up. We're going to have a fast game today. So far, not so fast. 2-2 pitch. Strike 3 looking. Got to be ready there, buddy. So the little conference at the mound settled him down. He throws 3 straight strikes. Riley. Here's Ian, first baseman. Number 16. Ian continues to swing a hot bat. Coach Kalp, the Indians. Strike.
That visit from his catcher is about the best thing that could have happened.
4 straight strikes. Absolutely. Ian Jr. Looking to get the Indians' first hit. Strike 2. Indians. I think we took 5 straight balls here. 5 straight strikes. There, boy. Big crowd, go basketball courts today.
Oh, yeah.
Should we go down and take them or not?
I think we could.
It's outside. Ball 2 strikes. No, we couldn't.
You don't think we could?
No. There's a half quarter. No good. There's ball 2 strikes and the one that's outside. 2-2. How'd you and Niels be getting along on the air Saturday, second game? No problem?
Yeah, no issues.
Good.
It went well.
You got us a win, too. That's the important thing.
Oh, yeah.
The 2-2 pitch. That one's inside. Full count.
Neil wanted to teach me how to do the book, but I was fine with what I was doing.
You want to water or anything?
No, I'm good.
He always takes care of us, don't he?
He does.
He's got stuff for us. Full count. Post might be going. Time is called. Ian steps out of the box. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, top of the first inning. Ryan Post with the lead over first. He got on a base on balls. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. That's back-to-back strikeouts. That brings up Joe Homan, DH. He don't strike out very much. That's his second strikeout on the year.
He struck out the second game Saturday. That'd be number 3.
Yeah. Here's Big Joe. DHing tonight. Oh, and Shane playing third. Joe trying to stay hot. Line drive, shortstop, takes a one hopper, flips it on, and that's the inning. In the inning, no runs. No hit. They leave a runner through half. No score.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
I'm eating a cracker. I am too. There we go, bottom of the first. Hey, I just got a text that the girls' game is at 6 o'clock at Walpole. 6 o'clock. The back is up an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got 2 hours to play tomorrow anyway. Right?
Not everyone, though. We have many seniors on the girls' softball team.
Two.
Hannah Knapke.
Hannah.
And Aaliyah Jenkins.
I got it. All right, here we go. Getting a ball for Coach Cal today. It's Cody Shinneberry. And he's a lone senior. And his lineup, he's going to be facing Logan Maxwell, leads off center fielder, and Justin Bakke on deck. Caleb. Batting third. So curveball taken inside. Ball one.
Did you watch any of the Masters? Did you watch any of the golf or not?
Second time in my life I've ever watched golf.
What'd you think of it?
If I'm watching Tiger Woods, I can't get enough of it. At the end, when he won and he went up and started hugging his family, I almost shed a tear.
Wasn't that awesome? Really was. That ball strike on the corner. Ball two strikes. Yeah, I'm the same way. That don't get you, you know, when you cut the family, that is a laced foul down the right field line. Out in front of it. Yeah, that was pretty cool TV. Good theater, boys. That was a nice little Sunday to watch a little TV. I watched about, I think it was on the air 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I watched 46 of the line right at the second base. Hit hard, but Posty's got it. One up, one down. And here's Justin Bakke. Kale Ebling on deck. A.J. Brown, left fielder in the hole. For Coach Scott Newman and the Shawnee Indians. Pitches low, ball one. Back, we got a busy week of baseball this week, folks. Tomorrow we're back in the league. We're back in the MAC. We play the new Knoxville Rangers at home. And then Thursday, the Coldwater Cavaliers come to the fort. Friday, we're going to go to we're playing at home versus New Bremen in a non-league game. And then Saturday, it's doubleheader day versus Rushi, all at home. So, there's a fly ball center field. Regan Martin with a beat on it. And he's got it. Two up, two down. Here's Ebling. So we got four home games this week.
Thank goodness.
That means next week we'll get ready. Bring it on.
Yeah.
You scared?
No. I just don't like the track.
Good one up here. Two outs. First pitch is inside.
I thought they said tomorrow night, pizza night at the ball game.
Carry out pizza. That is ripped in the left field, the first base hit of the game. Belongs to Cale Ebling. So here's A.J. Brown, left fielder. Left-handed hitter. Okay. Frog in the throat. Man, we're lucky to be inside today. Won't disappoint me at all.
Neil has the heater. He has the tent all waiting in the vehicle.
Did he bring it?
Yep. We didn't know if we were going to be inside or outside, so.
Curveball. Strike. I think he said he texted him or sent an email and he didn't get any back. So we just come up here. And these people up here are nice enough to let us on. God love him. He hasn't gave us any of the Gatorade or anything. I'm not too happy about it. Mr. Pibb. One kid's got 400 sunflower seeds. Smiling from ear to ear. He has a baseball glove. You ever get one up here?
Nope.
That's what we're hoping. We need a ball up here tonight. That's outside ball.
Almost had one in the press box Saturday.
Did you really?
Yep.
We've never had one up there. Look at this kid bouncing on that. I need one of them hopscotch things. Throw over, runner dives back.
I'm sure your grandkids would love that.
Sure they would.
anything that they have a chance to break their leg on, they're in. And there he is, the owner of Port Recovery Radio. Right in there. Time is called. Garrett's going to go out and talk to the Cody. Make sure they're on the same page here. Thank you. There you go. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. No score, runner at first. Runner goes, throw down. And he's in there, slides into the tag. One hopper by Garrett. Good wheels over there by Ebling, and he beats it for stolen base. And now runner in scoring position with two balls and a strike. Two outs. Knock it down infield. They can get two hits here to score a run. Cleanup hitter A.J. Brown, left-hander. Fly ball center field, shallow. Regan coming on his horse. And he's got it. Good job. And in the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. We've played one. No score.
Proudly serving the Port Recovery area for over 23 years, Port Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Port Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Port Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Port Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here, top of the inning number two. It's Fowler, it's Schoenberg, and it's Will. Coach Cal, the Indians. Wind is blowing dead end, so I've got a feeling that the runs are going to be hard to come by today.
You don't think we're going to have about five or six home runs?
I don't think not tonight. Unless I'm out there pitching, or you, then I'd be hitting them over wide open.
Yeah.
Here's Big Garrett, catcher.
Softball team had a good weekend for hitting home runs.
Hit five home runs on Friday. Liddy won, he hit three. Ball got by. This kid throws hard, I can tell you that much. Big left-hander. I think I broke my toe today.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nasty. Saw a few pictures out. Some people about to go up. That's in the dirt. 2-0.
Is that before you broke your toe, or is that what your toe always looks like?
Oh, it was. It's perfect. I hit that thing around. Oh.
Just only stuffed it?
I only cracked for 15 minutes. I hate pain. 2-0. Wow. Down. Third baseline. You ever been hurt before? You've never had pain like that. Like,
I don't know.
No. Never. Nobody ever had.
I don't know about that.
Kathy Etzler gives a shout out. Hello, Mrs. Etzler. She's at the junior high track meet, Coldwater. One of our loyal listeners. Two balls and a strike. Swing and a miss. Good curve. 2-2. Coach Feely at first, Coach Wendell. Okay. In the absence of Jerry Count. So I said earlier, we'll give her condolences. Count family. Mom passed away this weekend. God love her. Swing and a miss. Got him. The patriarch of that family. We once again want to send our condolences to the family. First strikeout. Here's Cody. Riley Will on deck. No score. Top second. Grounded to first. Perfect hop. steps on the bag, two up, two down. Here's Riley Will, Riley playing right field tonight. Kobe Wendell on deck. Indians 8-3 on the campaign, just having a terrific season. And, we talked a number of times, 9 seniors. And we knew we was going to be, we knew these kids could play. They've had success all the way through their careers. I don't think we thought they'd be 8-3 at this point in the season. 3-0 in the MAC. Chance to go 4-0 tomorrow versus New Knoxville. Going to be there?
Yep. Okay. Alan Tammy Poster here now.
Did I just get here?
Yep.
That's unbelievable. Where they've been? It's on the outside corners, right?
It's like they have jobs or something.
Yeah.
Yep, I think so.
Have you got any other Fort Carey fans? Yeah, it might be about it. Means the Fort got some listening. Strike. Ball two strikes. Two outs. Top of two.
All that matters is that we have Kathy Etzler listening, though.
She always listens. Plus card. 1-2. Two out. Reds are on the night. 10:30. You going to pick up and watch them?
Nope.
Why not? Yes, Mrs. Lowe. 2-2. Why not? You don't have to, you got 2 hour delay tomorrow. You don't wake up till 9.
Nope. I got school tomorrow.
Yeah, until 9. I'd say you, I'll be texting.
I can't do it.
Yep, I'll call you about midnight.
Talk oh, gosh.
2-2, two out. This is wild. Swing and a miss, got him. Strikeout number 4 for Vermillion. We played an inning and a half. Zeros on the score.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. That's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
You only say that 5 seconds.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you give me a little more time than that.
How much you want?
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
All right. About 7.5.
Closer.
Go right on the dot.
No score. Bottom of 2. Jake Hutchins. Jared Berkey. Caden Vermillion. You guys probably know who Jared Berkey is. Dad's an old Mariah Stein boy. Played on the basketball team. First pitch strike. Good job, Coach. Get ahead of him. Neil says I ain't loud enough, so I'm going to start screaming. So, in case you guys are listening, Neil, maybe Neil has wax in his earplug. Ground ball, third base. Oh, and Shane. Catch it. Flings it across, and he got him. Good job, Shaney. One up, one down, 5-3 if you scored at home. Here's Jaron Berkey. DH'ing for Tristan Dawson, right fielder. There's a line drive. Regan coming in. He got that. Tremendous catch by the center fielder.
I never doubt a single ball that's hit the center fielder.
He can play, can't he? That kid can cover ground, too, and he's playing shallow. I think one thing that the coaching staff did, they said, boys, it's blowing dead in. Let's bring him in a little bit.
We're playing about T-ball distance
today.
Yeah,
we're playing shallow. Here's Caden Vermillion, pitcher. He throws left-handed, he bats right-handed against Cody. That's a strike down Broadway.
Hey, what? It's a beautiful park.
It is. Yep, I agree with you. I like the old trees on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Tad Tobin says, much better. I can barely hear you guys. You keep cutting out. Tad, we're doing our best we can, but thank you for the feedback. That's what we need. I love Tad. Your son's pitching a great game, too, by the way. Good curve. Just misses. Good 0-2 pitch. See, we try to keep it down because we're always eating.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people to know, like right now I got 50 sunflower seeds in my mouth. Time's called. To be fair, if we keep the volume down, right?
Can't hear us munching.
Right.
Because you can't not eat and watch baseball.
I mean, it's just the way it is, especially for us. 2-2. Two out. No, these ain't very good.
No Buffalo one?
Pitch in the dirt. Full count.
I don't know if old Dave will touch those anymore after that traumatic experience he had up at Franklin Monroe.
He always, he's around. 3-2 pitch. Oh, yes, got peaked. Full count. Pitch. Grounded to Owen Shane. Nice job down there at third, buddy. Flings it across. Gets away. That is going to be an error. The ball goes out of the fence, out in the dugout, so he goes on to second. Thank you, bud. So that is going to be an error on the throw. Runner goes to second. That is the E5. Boy, made a nice play. A hard one hopper. He come up just through a little wide. He even couldn't get it. Runner goes on to second. Runner in scoring position now with two out. Jacob Cowan, the catcher. For the Indians. Cody gets that sign. Get off, good curve, strike one. Over the ball. Looked good to me, didn't it?
That's, I thought it looked good.
Should we throw something at the umpire or should we just let him go?
Well, I think we'd give him a little bit more.
All right.
That happens again.
Ground ball short. Riley Post fires it across and he gets him. Good job, Indians. Good job, Cody Shinneberry. We got two in the books. No score.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
What do you think of Cobb's commercial there?
I like it.
It's got a little bit of a beat to it.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a lot. Boom, boom, boom. You know?
He knew exactly what he was doing there.
I mean, I don't know. It's not bad.
I mean,
who do? My question is, who decides the background music?
Neil.
Neil does?
I think so. They sat down and recorded it. And I think between the two of them, they just...
What's the name of the... What is the name of it?
Indian Hills.
So the Indian is that's kind of the boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Kind of the Indian warpath thing.
Makes sense to me.
He's got 400 sunflower seeds in that pop bottle. That's the grossest thing I've ever seen. Hey, Mr. Pibb, how many sunflower seeds you got in there? I gave you $20 to eat them all. No, in the bottle. You're out? All right. Here we go, top of inning three. Indians got 8-9-1. Kobe Wendell, Regan Martin, Ryan Post. Indians looking for that first hit. Someone's outside. One ball, couple strikes to Kobe. Kobe waves that bat around in a 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2-2. You watch Blue Jackets last night?
Nope.
What did you do last night? Don't say. Don't even tell me. Outside, 3 count. 3-2. Date?
Nope. We had a Living Way of the Cross last night.
Ooh, how'd you do?
In the afternoon. Went pretty well.
What are you? Who are you?
Narrator.
Are you really? That's a good gig to have. Outside, leadoff base runner. Good job, Kobe, battling for a base on balls. Second walk given up by Vermilion, Indian second base runner. Center fielder Regan Martin. I'd say he's going to be bunting in this situation. The 0-2. Runner goes and he's in there. Stolen base for Kobe. Indians with a runner in scoring position. Now we need to play a little bingo here.
Broadcasting all your favorite hits from the 70s to today, right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This is Fort Recovery Radio.
We're about that many pitches.
No. Posty steps out of the box. Riley Post. Ryan Post popped out for the second out while we were off the air. So we got him first, a runner at second. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Posty waves that bat around. And the pitch. Fly ball center field. Center fielder with a beat on it. And he has it. In the inning, no runs, no hits. A runner left. 2.5, no score.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible. Introducing Mitsubishi Multizone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling. Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and make it extra special for someone you love. Kalp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect gift. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
My boy said 7 seconds. That's what we'd like to hear. We're back here at the bottom of the third inning. No score, Indians in Lima Shawnee. Pitcher's duel so far, only been one base hit today, and that is Lima Shawnee's Cale Ebling with the only base hit. It is 9-1-2, Luke Cowan, Logan Maxwell, and Justin Benke. For Scott Newman, Shawnee Indians, Cody finishes warm-ups. Garrett fires it down. We're ready to go with the bottom of the third. Give a shout out to our manager over there, a little foot boy. What's his name?
Jacob.
Jacob Foot. That's it. That sound right?
I think so.
Might be right.
They call him Footy.
Call him Footy. That makes sense. He's at every game. Does a nice job as a bat boy. There's a little squibber, tough play. Ian Fields it, flips it over to Cody. Nice job, Cody. Oh, he missed the bag. Cody was there in plenty of time, but missed the bag, and that is going to be an error. Error on the pitcher. So, E1. If you're scoring homeboy, that's a tough one. Boy, did everything right, got over there, but just absolutely missed the bag. And now, top of the order, Shawnee in business here with the number 9 hitter on base. It's Maxwell. He lined to Riley. Ryan Post leading off the game. Hate to see that come back and haunt us. Had some technical difficulties out there with our internet connection. We're battling here. Hopefully we got it fixed. First pitch strike. Good curve. 42 pitches so far by Cody. Throw over, runner back. Indian Baseball and Fort Recovery Radio. We're proud to bring it to you. We have a lot of great sponsors every year. This year's no exception. Why don't you read some of our sponsors over there on that list to your right?
Alrighty. We got Hull Brothers, Cooper Farms, Faller Mechanical, Miracle Lanes, Fort Camp Excavating.
Yes, sir. There's a good pitch on the corner. Ball two strikes.
Hastings Auto Sales, K&L Tractors, Tin Cover, Fort Recovery Insurance, B&D Contracting, Reisner Energy, Calp Pharmacy, and Performance Physical Therapy.
And that's why we're able to bring you that. There's a ground ball. Could be too. Right at post. He fires it over. Got him on a bang banger. Great play by Ryan. It was a one hopper to him. He stepped on a bag, Riley, and threw an absolute rocket over to Ian Holman. And the Indians turn it. Get out of a big jam there. So nobody on now. Two outs. That is a 6-3 double play. Who is like those? Them are the pitcher's best friend right there. There's Mankey's. Flew out to center field. Regan Martin with a nice catch. Nice crowd here at Shawnee today. Watching a pair of good baseball teams. Happens high and outside. 4985-29201. Give you a shout out if you're listening. Fly ball center field. Regan Martin's dead in his tracks. Comes in a couple. He's got it. Any inning. No runs. No hits. Nobody left. Hey, we got three in the books. This is three fast ones. No score.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry Genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your Genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery
to get
the most out of your investment.
All right, new pitcher here for the top of the fourth inning. It is Dalton Miller. Big right-hander. He will face for the Indians. Probably ought to turn my book over. 3-4-5, Holman, and Garrett Fowler. Indians still looking for that first hit. Hits are hard to come by today.
Wondering what that noise was for a second. From the track meet. The gun, the start of the, I assume that's what it was at least.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Did you guys stop and eat on the way up or anything?
Nope.
No stop?
Nope.
Way home?
Maybe. I don't know.
What are you thinking? Quick McDonald's or are you thinking?
I don't know. Whatever Neil's feeling. He's the boss.
He is the boss. He's the main player. Here's Ian. Well, that wind kind of shifted to come right in here now. Getting a little cold.
Uh-oh.
We're all right, though. We're nice.
We're tough.
Come on, Ian. Lead us off here. Ian struck out swinging the first time up. Facing Dalton Miller. First pitch, a strike. The wind is blowing dead in here today, folks. We said before the game started, this could be a low scoring. It's hard to come by. Through three, we've been right on. There's another strike. Oh, two.
Come on, kid. And the 0-2 pitch. Just misses. Good pitch on a curve. Coach Healy down at first. Coach Wendell at third. They'd like to get some activity this inning. And the 1-2 popped up over the Indians dugout, foul play on the basketball court. Lima Shawnee High School. Beautiful area up here, folks, just on the west side of Lima. We took the Brees Road exit. Go down to the second stoplight. Make a right. That's High Cheese. 2-2. Let me tell you something, Bud. And Kathy Etzer will vouch for me on this one, but this is where we always played the districts, Lima Shawnee High School back in the 70s. This was their gym now. You know, it's kind of a cracker, you know, it's not very big. They got seating, got the seats on, but that was where, when they built this, this was the popped up first baseman, Vermillion, with plenty of room, and he's got it. One up, one down, he ends out. But we played Walpock St. Joe up here in one of the greatest high school basketball games. I was just a little fart smeller, but I remember it well. Indians lost a heartbreaker up here. One out. Joe Homa DHing today. Joe grounded out shortstop first time up. That's fouled back. Good cut by Big Joe.
Shawnee got some good pitchers.
Todd Homan said, hey, we're finally dialed in, boys. He said, we've been in and out. That's a strike. 0-2. Todd is, let's see, he's in a semi. He's coming through Marion, Indiana. Probably going about 90 miles an hour in the old semi. Keep her down there, bub. Don't need a ticket. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good cut. Good pitch. Two up, two down. Strikeout number 5 for Shawnee pitching. Here's Garrett Fowler. Garrett struck out his first time up. Cody Shinnerberry on deck. Reds at the Dodgers tonight. You follow the Reds? You a Reds fan?
No.
Okay, that's great. I live in Ohio. So you follow any?
No.
No. What do? Don't care?
Apparently.
You don't follow Major League Baseball?
No. Basketball season still. Wait, NBA playoffs.
Is that box popcorn? It is. You think he brought that, or you think they're selling it? Oh, he brought from the track meet, box popcorn.
Uh-oh.
I love box popcorn.
Am I going to get sent on a run?
No. That's fouled into the basketball area again. Heads up, boys. Some little kids take one off the noggin. They'd hurt worse than my toe getting smashed today. That did hurt, folks. Surprised I'm here. I'm a trooper. Garrett Fowler in a hole. Ball 2, strikes 2 outs. No score here in the top of the 4th inning. And the pitch. Got him swinging. This kid can pitch. In the inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. 3.5 in the books. No score.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here, bottom of inning four. We got no score. We haven't even had it, but we've had one runner at second base, and I think they may have had two runners at second base. It's 3-4-5 facing Cody Shinneberry. Cody's been tremendous so far. It's Ebling, A.J. Brown, and Jake Hutchins. Ebling with the only hit of the day. Indians, no runs, no hits, two errors. Shawnee, no runs, a hit, no errors. Good old good one up here. They got a name for this baseball field here? No name? We should give it a name. What should we give it?
I don't know.
It's got a nice place, I'll say that. Grass infield. I like the trees in the back. Kind of has like a Parkway football stadium feel to it, you know? Like
oh, yeah. That. Shawnee Trees Park.
Trees Park is what my partner's going with.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing. 3-4-5, Ebling, Brown, and Hutchins. Facing Shinneberry. Cody's been tremendous, like I said. Keep her going, buddy. Staying ahead of hitters, throwing strikes. And he leads it off with a curveball right down the heart of the plate. Indians back in action tomorrow. We're going to be at home all week. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Make sure you get out to the old ball orchard. Supposed to be nice weather too. 70 tomorrow and 70 on Thursday. And should be fun. And we have New Knoxville coming to town tomorrow. Playing the Rangers. MAC game. And then Thursday it's the Cavaliers, which promises to be a dandy. Both teams undefeated in MAC play. Hopefully it remains that way. For a spot at the top of the MAC. And then Friday we have a non-league game versus New Bremen. And then a doubleheader on Saturday. There is a little flare into center field, Regan on his horse. And he's got it again. I'm telling you, the kid can play center field, a diving catch. He's just impressive out there. Indians up the middle is as good as we've been in a lot of years with Garrett Fowler, Riley Post, Ryan Post, and Regan Martin in center. That's a solid up the middle.
Not a single senior of those four.
Yeah, there's a good bunt, and it just goes foul. Good idea by A.J. Brown. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. One hit is all we've got in this game, and that's by the Shawnee Indians. Hasn't been a lot of hard balls hit too hard either. There's a nibbler foul. First base coach says, I got her, boys. Oh, I'm ready for some nice weather.
Same.
Oh, good pitch. Just misses. Oh, 1-2. You're doing a nice job, him and Garrett. Working that ball around. Mixing up pitches. Mixing up speeds. And a 1-2. Popped him up. Owen Shane at third. Says, I got her, boys. Two up, two down. And that brings Jake Hutchins, first baseman, to the plate. Jake grounded to Owen Shane last time up. Kids eating pizza, too. Don't look too bad down there. Ball inside. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. Tap Toby says, keep reminding everybody, tomorrow it's pizza night in the Knoxville game, courtesy of Toby's Carryout. Great pizza. Can't beat the Toby family. They do a great job every year on pizza night. Supporting Indian baseball. It's a strike on the corner. Two balls and a strike. Sean and Christie's as good as it gets. 2-1. Grounded foul. 2-2. I think we got Dollar Dog Night coming up during the season. We would enjoy that. We'll just make about
eat a zillion hot dogs.
There's not going to be any parking at that game.
The hot dog night?
Yeah.
I think it's the Diamond Dogs what we charge, right?
Yeah.
Good curve. Just misses. Full count. Two out. Jake Hutchins. Jared Berkey on deck.
All the parents of hungry kids are just going to send their kids to the baseball
game. Go get some hot dogs, you little brat.
Yeah.
Grounded to Owen Shane. One hopper. Owen fires it across. Got him. Indian defense has been stellar. Through four, no score.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Merrick Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want Lanes, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Lanes, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Merrick Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Merrick Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
All right, we're back here. Top of five. No score. Tab just says April the... Let's see here. Hot dog night, April 25th, Thursday night. That's going to be here before you know. Hot dog night. Can't be here.
The day before prom. I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, yeah, you'll be all clogged up.
I'm not going to be able to fit into my
chucks.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, you can. You'll fit her in.
I mean, I'll have to.
You all ready for prom? You got your stuff bought? You got your...
It's bought. I haven't been up to Mr. Shop yet.
Do you tux or what do you do? Yep. You pretty cool?
I think I look good.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a ground ball to third. Fired down. Safe. And the Indians with their first hit. It's an infield single. And it belongs to Cody Shinneberry. Cody lays one down the third baseline. And the Indians in business here with their first base hit. And belongs to the pitcher, Cody Shinneberry.
Indians have been bunting really well this season.
Yep. That's right. We missed a couple chances early to get the runners in scoring position. I think Riley Will is up to play down. I got a feeling they're going to be bunting, trying to get that runner in scoring position. No score here in the fifth. Indians still with nobody. Has not had one runner. Has had one runner get to second base. Lima's had two. Riley waves that bat around, the big right-hander. It's fouled back. Dalton Miller.
I'm convinced one of these infielders that keeps charging is just going to get their head taken off.
No, they know what they're doing. See, me and you think that because we're wimps. These guys, they can hit rockets right at them. That's why they got gloves, Hoss.
Well, our partner over here keeping track of scores got a glove. He can protect us, maybe.
He has got a glove on. He's also got sunflower seeds out the wazoo. That one's outside. Throw down, snap, throw back. Cody's in there. One and one. Nobody out. Top of the fifth and no score. There's a kid playing basketball. T-shirt and shorts. Now, I'm telling you, it's 51. I'm up here with double sock, long johns, bunted foul. Come on, Riley. Get her down, bud. One ball, two strikes. Kobe on deck.
Flying.
Well, we could be here till midnight, though, if nobody scores.
That is quite true.
But we're going to score. We've got good vibes.
They got lights. We'll
they
play as long as we need to.
That's a strike. Got him looking. Fastball in the inside corner gets Riley Will looking. And he's missed a golden opportunity to get that runner in scoring position. Now it's up to Kobe. Kobe walked his first at bat. Regan Martin on deck. Runner at first. Cody Shinnaberry on first base. Time called. Gust one picks up. Toby says, probably not right now. I'm on back. .345 to right and left. It's like .380 to center field. The old batter's eye out there. The green batter's eye. The old flag above it. Beautiful facility here at Lansoni. Miller gets a sign from his catcher in the pitch. That's outside for a ball. Indian Baseball Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow we have New Knoxville at home. Wednesday night we have Sports Talk. Bub and Pete, 8 o'clock. Be sure to join us. We'll talk about absolutely nothing and talk about everything. We'll try to maybe get the girls' softball coach up. Talk to her. There's a good gun. There's a, the heat started. Behind us. 1-0. That's a strike. 1-1. No score. Miller waves it, looks his runner back in the pitch. It's outside and gets away. Big break for the Indians as Shinnaberry trots into second. So with one out, hit, scores a run, maybe. That's what we like to see. Yes, sir. Indians get their first hit of the inning. And now they got him at second with one out. Well, that's why getting that button down, getting him to second. Small ball. Boy, we missed that. Now he'd be at third. Kobe. Face hit kid. Left fielder for the Indian. That's a strike. 2-2. Indians not a lot of good swings against the Shawnee Indians today. Shawnee 8-1. Just joined us. They got a really good ball club here. And a pitch. That's high and tight. Woo! Full count. Fastball sailed in on Kobe. Regan Martin on deck. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Swing and a miss. Swung at ball four. That ball is outside by a foot. So two outs now. Here's Martin. Ryan Post on deck. Come on, Regan. Base hit here, kid. Regan popped out first time up. Infield, outfield is in. That's high for a ball. Leadoff hitter Ryan Post on deck. I'd like to get Ryan up here with the runners on. Puts the runner back in the pitch. Grounded right back to him. Flips it on to first. And he's out of it. In the inning, a run, no runs, a hit, a runner left. Through four and a half, still no score.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front end alignment, and all scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The AL234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
We're back here, bottom of the five. Zeros across the board. Indians with one hit. Lima Shawnee with one hit. Indians have had a couple errors. It is 6, 7, and 8. Berkey, Vermillion, and Cowan for Lima Shawnee. Cody's been great so far. First pitch is just ticking outside for a ball. One oh. Pop first base side. Ian Holman says, plenty of room, boys. And he's got it. One up, one down. That brings Caden Vermillion, first baseman, started the game. He didn't have much success against Big Caden. Oh, number 42. Number 42, Jackie Robinson Day today in Major League. Everybody's going to be wearing 42s. That is ripped just foul. Out in front.
Today's not the day to start watching baseball if you've never seen it before then.
Because everybody has the same number.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to tell who's
so who. You're not going to watch today?
Nope.
You've never watched a game in your life?
I used to, but...
What happened?
Back when I had the old classic red legs, the old Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you watch, now you don't anymore.
Correct.
1-1. One out. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch. Good curveball by Cody. Cody's been terrific, folks. Keep her going, number 10. Indians 8-3 on the season. Lima Shawnee comes in 8-1. That's curveball taken high. 2-2. Indians back in action tomorrow. New Knoxville Rangers come to the fort. That's in the dirt, full count. Ground ball, base hit left field. Hit number 2 for the Indians, Shawnee. Here's Jacob Cowan to play. Luke Cowan on deck. Test Garrett's arm here and thrown into wind here. Big lead. Says he might be throwing him over here. And the slow curve is a strike. 0-1, get ahead of him. No score, bottom of the fifth inning. Game is moving right along. Cody gets a sign from Garrett, and they go at the curveball. That's also a strike. Cody has had great command of that curveball today. He has not walked a batter. And the pitch. Fly ball center field, Regan Martin. Right there. He's got it. 2 outs.
It's like a vacuum. He's been busy today.
Here's the third baseman, Luke Cowan. Luke reached on an error. First time up. Logan Maxwell, top of the order on deck. Curveball just misses for ball. So you go home for lunch, or where do you eat at?
I eat at
school. So how's that? You got to have like how they do that now? Does high school go at the same time?
They split up. Sophomores and seniors eat together, and then freshmen and juniors eat together.
Why's that?
I don't know.
Really? How's the school lunch? Is solid?
Yeah, I mean,
what did you have today?
Chicken patty. Mm-hmm. I like chicken patties.
Can you get an extra one?
Yeah.
Can you get three?
Yeah.
Really?
You sign up for it, like, in the morning.
You got to sign up for extra chicken patties? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You're supposed to. That way they know how much, how many to make.
Oh, for God.
They always make some extra, but if every single person...
What do you have with it? French fries or what?
Today we had like a spinach salad situation.
That's a strike. Three balls and a strike. Runner at second.
With Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean Cheez-Its?
Like the little packages of Cheez-Its?
All four inside.
He jinxed him.
His first walk, that's right. No, wait a minute. First and second now. Two outs. Top of the order. Shawnee trying to crack that scoreboard.
I don't have a problem with school lunches. As long as I get fed, I don't care.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
And spinach salad for school lunch.
I thought it was good.
No, that's stupid. Who's in charge of that?
Mrs. Overton?
I'll be talking to her.
No, you won't.
You can't have spinach salad for high school kids.
It's good.
For the love. Oh, my God.
You got to open up your...
Not spinach salad. I'm not going to eat that.
It had noodles with it, too. It's good.
One ball. Line drive, base hit, right field. Runner's coming across. Throw at the plate. Going to be a close one. He's in there. And Lana Shawnee takes a 1-0 lead on an RBI single by leadoff hitter Logan Maxwell. And, you know, you didn't have any walks, and walks come back to haunt you. That's what happened. Caden Vermillion comes in to score, and Lana Shawnee takes a 1-0 lead. Runners advance to second and third now. So the Indians, we got to get out of here. Don't give up any more damage. Time is called. Coach Wendell coming out to talk to his right-hander. Lima Shawnee won, Fort Recovery nothing. Bottom of the fifth. I think we might have a pitching change here. He's talking to the guy.
Yep. Want to take a break?
Looks like Ryan Lee Post is going to take over. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Indian Baseball, Fort Recovery Radio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back here. Runners at second and third. A pitching change. It's Riley Post taking over. Looks like going over to third will be Ryan Post. Get these boys all screwed up. And then Kobe's just going to go over to second. Two on, two out. Indians cannot give up any more runs. Logan Maxwell with an RBI single. Scores the first run of the game. Second baseman Justin Benke at the plate. Justin has flew out to center field both times up. Riley Post. Junior right-hander. Pitches a strike. Way to get ahead of him, kid. So you're talking about, he was talking earlier about school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
You can order what in the mornings?
So, like, they give you two options for, like, your main food. So, like, today it was chicken patty or corn dog.
You didn't get a corn dog?
I'm not a corn dog guy.
Are you an idiot?
Apparently.
Next time we have corn dogs, order me five.
All right.
Can you grab them and sneak them out to me?
I'll bring them to you.
Mm-hmm. I like it. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Ball two strikes. He picked a chicken patty over a corn dog.
Oh, yeah. Love chicken patties.
Spinach salad should not be ate until you're at least 50 years old.
Good.
Once you get to be 50, you can have spinach salad. Oh, nice play, Garrett Fowler, on a ball in the dirt. 2-2, two out. Deuces are wild here at Shawnee. Spinach. And a pitch. Curveball just got a piece. Good curve, Riley.
You have to ask your daughter about school lunches. See what she thinks.
Oh, she likes that kind of stuff.
See?
She's not very smart either. Come on, Posty. Get out of here, kid. Benke waves that bat around. Pop foul over the basketball court. Heads up! Oh! Right off the old Fort Recovery radio vehicle. Actually, did one hop it.
Yeah.
I got on the side and shot. I love cigarettes and Spencer's windshield. Dude, dude. Just teasing Neil. And the pitch. Another foul back. Heads up again. There's like 8,000 people out here. There's a track meet. There's basketball courts. People everywhere. So foul balls. Nobody's paying much attention. Other than the dude over here doing the scoreboard. He's got his glove out. Popped up. Ian Holman giving chase. And he's got it. Good job, Riley Post. Good job, Indians. But in the inning, a run, a couple hits. Two left, five in a book, Shawnee won, Indians.
No. Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or a chance of stroke. Call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here. Top of six. Indians have top of the order, I think. It is. Post, and Holman. Ryan Post leads off. Posty walked and then popped out. Indians only have one hit, and that's Cody Shinnerberry with a base hit in the last inning. Indians threatened a couple times, but have not had that clutch hit today. Now we're trailing. Through five, Shawnee, one run, three hits, no errors. Indians, no runs, a hit, two errors. Ryan Post took over at shortstop. That's high, 2-0. Coach Billy says, anyway, boys, anyway, we need you on base here, kid. Pitch. Low, 3-0. How about the steps getting up here? Straight up.
Scary.
He's about to kill me. Big fat guy can't be climbing up the old steps like that. Need an elevator. 3-0. Inside. Lead off walk. Post.
Good deal.
And he starts the sixth inning with a base runner. Here's Riley Post. Riley struck out looking and flew out the center field. And he has not had a sacrifice bunt. We've had three chances today and have not got one down yet.
something the Indians are usually pretty good at. The Homan boys on deck, 3 and 4, Ian and Joe. Squares around a bunch. Gets it down. Good job. Runner advances to second. Throws wide and gets away. And that's how you got to play small ball and make them throw it around. And that's what happened. Posty gets it down. Pitcher throws wide to first and Indians with runners on the corners with nobody out. Good job, Riley Post. Get her down. That is going to be an E1 if you're scoring at home. And here's Ian with a chance to tie this thing up. Ian runs down to talk to Coach Wendell.
What do you think Ian's doing here?
I think he's got to swing away with nobody out. I think Shawnee's defense will turn two and field back at second and third, second and short, in on the corners.
Think they're sending Riley automatically?
Oh, I don't think so. Not right away. Let's find out. He is gone. Swinging a miss, throw down. Cut off. Good job. Indians get stolen base. Second and third. Now hit scores two. No balls and a strike. Come on, Ian. Stay hot, kid. He's trying to dent that scoreboard. Knock this baby up. Indians have battled back a couple times this year. We trailed at Delphus and come back and got the W. Need a clutch hit right here. Now the infield is in all positions. Outside, just misses. 1-1. Big right-hander, Dalton Miller, throws hard. And the pitch. Grounded foul in his dugout. Ball two strikes. Joe Homan on deck. Garrett falling in the hole. He needs to like to get some runners on here. Get some runners in. Second and third, nobody out. Top of the sixth, trailing 1-0. Post with a huge lead down there at second base. Miller gets the sign and the pitch. Grounded up the middle. Runner is going to score and the throw over and they get in. Good job, Ian. And the Indians tie it up. And the runner advances to third. So Ian puts the ball in play, just what he's supposed to. Gets an RBI. 6-4. He hit it up the middle. The kid made a diving stop. Got the out. But Ryan Post comes in to score. Riley Post is at second. Here's Joe Homan. Indians with a leading run 90 feet away. Watch out for the squeeze. He gets it down and he gets it. Wow. Boy, we got to get it down, big fella. That's an easy run. Coach Wendell gets the signs down there at third. Joe Homan waves that bat around. Good wheels down there at third and post. Squares around the bun again. That's high. I think the Indians are running. They're not even trying to hide that. That's a safety squeeze. 1-1, one out. 1-1 the score. Aces are wild.
Yes, they are.
What do you think? Joe Homan, Jr., right-hander. That's high. Throw down, and they picked him out. Unbelievable. Really is. Picked off. Third base. For the second out. So now, nobody on base. Joe Homan. Ball two balls and a strike. And the pitch. 3-1. And it's too bad. Indian with a golden opportunity. Take the lead here. 3-1, two outs. Joe Homan the plate. That's
file back the screen. Three and two, two outs. 1-1, your score genes get a run. To tie it here in the top of the sixth. And the pitch. In the dirt. Ball four. So Joe will go down to first, and that brings up Derek Fowler. That's a tough play there. Riley got good wheels, and they ran the pickoff play, and they picked him off third base. Here's Garrett. Catcher thing, throw over to Joe back. Bright sunshine. But it is cooled off a little bit. You agree with that?
Yep. Kind of nice sitting up here, though.
Yep. That's out. So that's a strike. 0-1. Gotta have these bad boys.
Him getting cold?
Not too bad. Got a broken toe. Most people wouldn't be here because of it. That's high. 1-1. Indian baseball, Fort Jeffrey Radio. Softball team is at Walpock for the 6 o'clock start. What time is it?
It's just after 6.
So they're underway in Walpole.
All right, 6:30.
Grounded foul. First baseline.
This inning right here is about the same length as what the entire game has been at this point.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. 2-2. Miller definitely slowed down. So we're going to miss Scotty. In the inning, a run. A hit. A run, no hits. And after 5.5, 1-1.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglick, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
All right, here we go. 3, 4, and 5. Bottom of the 6th. 1-1 the score. Ebling, Brown, and Hutchins facing Riley Post. A lot of neat stuff happening in the fort. First of all, we got to get an athletic director.
Yeah.
We got to get that taken care of. I think they're down to the final interviews. And then we'll have a superintendent search. And then we got some coaching things to fill. We'll be back in business. A lot of stuff. A lot of turnover at the old fort here happening. A lot of big hires coming up. also losing some seniors.
No.
Who? I'm one of them.
Yeah, I mean,
one of the smallest classes in the district.
Is it really? How many you got?
We got 59.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. We only got 59.
We have 14 girls.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
17, something like that. I know we're in the teens.
59 is all we got.
Yep.
Of course, we're never more than about 75.
No, like but the sophomore class, I think they're in like the 80s, maybe.
Are they?
It's a big group.
3-0. I want to lose him. Lead off hitter, 3, 4, and 5. This is Ebling. Ebling's got a base hit, 2 out center field. That's a strike. 3-1. Indians get a run in the top of the 6th to tie it up. Be nice to hold them right here. Foul. Full count. Way to battle back. Go see. Lima Chardonnay coming off a win over Lima Senior on Saturday. Port Recovery split a doubleheader with South Adams. Many of you was at the ballpark. Beautiful day for baseball. Today would be beautiful if it was about 15 degrees warmer. That is rocket to left field and fair. Going over to chase it down is Kobe. Big turn and you're home to single. So that's a leadoff single. Second hit of the day for Cale Ebling. Here's A.J. Brown, left-handed hitter. A.J.'s flew out twice. Once the center, once shortstop. Got it.
I was watching the Masters Saturday afternoon.
It was awesome. It's absolutely. Yeah, I'm kind of a Jones for that golf stuff, you know. I'm trying to get into it. Coach Wendell coming out to talk to us. Right-hander. Looks like we might have a pitching change. Owen Shane going to take the ball. We're going to take a break. Come right back. You need baseball.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Merrick Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Merrick Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here at Lima Shawnee, and Owen Shane takes the ball with the leadoff single gave up. Now they got the leading run over at first, nobody out. Todd Homan updates the girls' softball team trails 1-0 in the fourth inning at Walpaw.
They're scooting to that game.
Nothing's faster than girls' softball. If I'm umpire, that's a sport I'm going to umpire, girls' softball.
Well, aren't you and Dave going to be the new athletic directors?
And he's in charge of
boys' football or boys'
baseball
basketball.
And boys' basketball. And I got everything else.
Thanks, Calvin. And you're in charge of officials.
Guy's an idiot. All right, here we go. And Shane, the junior right-hander, takes over on the mound. Leading runner at first base. And that's a wild pitch. Not the start. Indians we're looking for. So now they got runner at second base, and now they can sacrifice him over to third. Lead run. Cleanup hitter A.J. Brown, left fielder. Runner over at second base. Ian comes in, bunted.
to the mound, bobbled, throw over to first, and he's safe. That's an error on the pitcher. And Shawnee is in driver's seat here. Owen bobbled it, threw it to first with good wheels, beat it out. That's an error on Owen Chain. First and third. Jake Hutchins, he's ground out twice to third base. Garrett gets the signal if he's going to throw through. I got a feeling this runner ain't going to stay at first very long. What a tough play right there. Fly ball, deep left field. Foul. Foul. He jumped all over the first pitch, Jake Hutchins did.
By far the hardest hit ball today.
Yeah, that baby was tapered. Hutchins, first base. Waves that bat around. Owen Chain gets a sign from Fowler. And the 0-1 pitch. Bunted down the first base line, and everybody's saved. That is a base hit. Well, load them up. And now it is Jared Berkey. Can make a play anywhere.
Yep, and he'll bring the infield in, trying to gun him down at home.
Perfect bunt. Chaney had no chance there. I've got a big soccer game out there going on, too. Runner steals home, and he's out. And I absolutely have no idea what that was about. But we'll take it. The runner steals home with nobody out. Excuse me. One out now. Now you got to walk this kid, I would think.
That was kind of risky there.
Very risky, but hey. God would walk this kid, load him up. Time is called. The umpire's going to have a short meeting. And it's broken up. Here we go. One ball, no strikes. One out. Scores 1-1. Runners at second, third. Jared Berkey, the hitter. Owen steps off the rubber. Indians trying to get out of a bases loaded, no out jam. One third of the way there. It's a sign from Garrett and the pitch. In the dirt. Good stop, Garrett. Infield in. They're going to go home with it. Kane Vermillion on deck. Fly ball deep left, and that is over the head. One run scores, two run scores, and that's a two RBI double for Jared Berkey off the fence.
Jeez.
He got all that one, didn't he?
Yes.
And Shawnee takes a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That ball carried, too. But it was a crack of the bat. He knew he got all that one. Here's Vermillion. Three runs, six hits, and an error for Shawnee. One run, one hit. Three errors for the game. That's a strike. Swing and a miss. Good curve. 0-2. Let's try and get out of here without any more damage.
Benny 0-2 with one out. There's a grounder to third. Ryan posts up with it. Flings it across. He gets it. Throw. Runner will advance to third. Good job, Posty. Two outs now. That brings Jacob Cowan to the plate, the catcher. Jacob? 3-1. Lima Shawnee leads it here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians got a run to tie in the top half. But a hit, an error, and a double. And Shawnee takes the lead. That one's in the dirt. Good stop here at Fox. Back in action tomorrow night. The Knoxville Rangers come to the fore. We want to thank Shawnee for putting up with us up here in the press box. Getting us a place to camp out tonight. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Where's Spence at?
He's chilling down the first baseline by the dugout.
Is he grooving?
Yep.
And the 1-1. That one hit him in the old back.
Ouch!
So hit by pitch for Cowan. That brings his brother Luke up. The brothers or cousins? Brothers. I like the big tables.
You do.
That kinds of room, don't we?
Yeah.
Two outs, runners on the corners. 3-1, your score. Lima Shawnee leads. This game has absolutely snail's paced. We've gone good there for a while.
Yeah. I thought we were going to be out of here within 2 hours.
Yep. Here we go. Runner back. Owen steps off the mound. Luke Cowan, number 9 hitter, takes ball outside. Shinnerberry started. Cody pitched great for the Indians. He gave up a run. Went 5 innings.
64 pitches.
64 pitches. I got a feeling he's going to get that ball. I got a feeling he'll get that ball come Thursday against Coldwater. Fly ball center field right at Regan Martin. And he's got it. But in the inning, Shawnee does damage. They get 2. 3 base hits. Through 6, Lima Shawnee 3, Fort Recovery 1.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, running alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loaded backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here. Top of the seventh inning. The Indians need 2 to get even. And it is Shinnerberry, Will, and Wendell. Bottom of the seventh. Figure out.
Here's Cody. Cody has the lone hit for the Indians. One for two, grounded out, and has a base hit. Pitch inside, ball one. Indians need base runners. Cody would like to lead us off here. Second pitch in for a strike. Can't read my writing here. How did Riley Post get in? That's what we're looking for. Fouled back. Ball two strikes. Cody started on the mound, and I got a good feeling he's going to go Thursday against Coldwater. Pitched well. Kept a very good line of Shawnee hitters off balance all day. Chokes up on that bat with two strikes and the pitch. Fouled back against the screen. I want to thank all of our loyal sponsors for making it possible to give you Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. There's a slew of them, and we thank them all once again. But we still can't figure out why we're eating spinach salad at school lunch.
Because it's good.
No, because it's nuts. Ball high, 2-2.
So you wouldn't get salad bar?
No, not school. Not when you're in high school lunches.
Why not? It's prom season.
What's that supposed to mean?
You gotta get
fly ball center field. Right at the center fielder. One up, one down. Indians down to their final two outs. Cody hit it hard. Here's Riley Will.
Nope, not Cole Greasy.
Cole Greasy on a pinch hit for Riley.
Got to get yourself looking good for prom.
Are you kidding me? You girls don't care what you look like.
Never know, man.
Proms. That proms. That's stupid.
Why?
It's just stupid. Yeah, it is. I never went to prom.
Why not?
Because it's dumb.
Not cool enough.
No, I'm very cool. Maybe I didn't get invited. Maybe that's why. Something to do with it or not. You know, I do like the promenade. I like going up there, swinging a miss. Cool grease. Everybody does dress up nice and looking like $1 million. I DJed the prom a couple years ago. I had a lot of fun doing that. You know, a couple years ago was that? That would be Caden. Let's see. Who would have been the senior year? Oh, Marty. Fouled back. Yeah, their senior year. We got a blast in there. I got told to turn the music down a couple times. They said they could, Dan Wilbur said he could hear the music from my hat, from his house. Mm-hmm. That's how loud I had it. Sorry about that. 0-2, Cole takes ball. One ball, two strikes. Indians trailing 3-1 here in the top of the seventh. We need two to get even. We only got two more chances with an out here. Greasy waves that bat around. Then the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Two outs, last chance. Kobe Wendell. I have a pinch hitter here, Kobe. Looks like somebody's grabbing a bat. Who we got? Keaton Metzger, maybe?
Looks like it to me.
All right, Keaton.
Yep.
Pinch hitting for Kobe here. Top of the seventh. Give these guys a swing at him. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good cut, Keaton. Swing and a miss. High fastball. 0-2. Two outs. Bottom, top of the seventh. And the pitch. And he got him swinging. That'll do it. In the inning, no runs. No hits. No errors. And the final from Lima Shawnee. Shawnee wins it 3-1. We'll be back to recap right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground, geothermal he called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Trained high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friend. But make sure you also talk to my friend at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back here in Lima, Shawnee, where the Shawnee Indians defeat the Fort Recovery Indians by a score of 3-1. Shawnee with 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error. Indians 1 run, a hit, 3 errors. Shawnee improves to 9-1 on the season. Indians go to 8-4. We're back in action at home tomorrow in a MAC game versus the Knoxville Rangers. Home Thursday versus Coldwater. Non-league game versus New Bremen on Friday. Doubleheader versus the Rushi Raiders on Saturday. Make sure you come on out to the old ballpark. A week of baseball here at Fort Recovery. Once again, the final, Shawnee 3, your Indians 1. For my good friend, Mr. Clayton Pearson, and manager, general manager, Mr. Neil Spencer. Indian Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. Thanks for listening.
Internet Radio.
brings you back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.
The Fort Recovery Radio Bulletin Board is brought to you three times an hour throughout the day by local businesses, including this one.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Now back to the music, right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.